On this date in 1973, the Supreme Court handed down a decision that legalized abortion in the United States. Today, both opponents of abortion and advocates of abortion rights are marking the Roe v. Wade decision with demonstrations and religious services. The annual March for Life is expected to draw 50,000 people who will walk from the Washington Monument to the Supreme Court. President Bush will telephone the rally from St. Louis, where he's traveling to make remarks on the economy. In the first of two commentaries this week on the Roe v. Wade anniversary, Frederica Matthews Green describes moving from one side of the issue to the other.
30 years ago, when I was an idealistic college student, I volunteered at a feminist newspaper called Off Our Backs. The Roe v. Wade decision happened the first month I worked there. Our editorial said it didn't go far enough because Roe requires a woman to have a medical reason for abortion in the third trimester. I thought abortion rights were going to liberate women. Since men never get pregnant, abortion would give us equality in the workplace. And since unwanted children would be aborted, it was going to eliminate child abuse. Roe v. Wade looked like the first step toward a wonderful new world. 30 years later, I'm not so sure. I've heard too many friends say, "I had to have an abortion. I didn't have any choice." I never thought about how abortion would impact other choices. But it changed the pressures a pregnant woman feels. Continuing an unplanned pregnancy can inconvenience a lot of other people. Her parents, her boss, the father of the child. Since Roe, a woman is expected to go away and deal with the problem privately. One woman told me, "I felt like everyone would be there for me if I had the abortion, but not if I had the baby." That must be how the numbers got to be so high. Over 40 million abortions since Roe. About one for every four live births. It certainly didn't end child abuse. Since the 70s, reported child abuse cases have shot up dramatically, not declined. Yet the mothers of every single person under 30 could have chosen abortion. In that sense, every child today is a wanted child. But a child can be wanted enough during pregnancy, not so wanted a few months later when they're crying in the middle of the night. Roe established a dangerous principle that a child is the property of her parents. It teaches that she only deserves to live as long as they want her. I thought future generations would thank us for winning abortion rights. But now I hear from young people who oppose abortion. They call themselves survivors. They mean that all of them could have been legally aborted. A lot of their generation was. For people like me, over 50, abortion meant liberation. For young people like them, under 30, abortion means violence. We were idealists back then and thought Roe v. Wade would create a wonderful new world. Now I think it was a tragedy.
The comments of Frederica Matthews Green, a columnist for BeliefNet.com and author of The Illuminated Heart, The Ancient Christian Path of Transformation. Tomorrow, a commentary with a different perspective on abortion.